Welcome to No Compromise Radio, a ministry coming to you from Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. No Compromise Radio is a program dedicated to the ongoing proclamation of Jesus Christ, based on the theme in Galatians 2, verse 5, where the Apostle Paul said, "But we did not yield in subjection to them for even an hour, so that the truth of the gospel would remain with you." In short, if you like smooth, watered-down words to make you simply feel good, this show isn't for you. By purpose, we are first biblical, but we can also be controversial. Stay tuned for the next 25 minutes as we're called by the divine trumpet to summon the troops for the honor and glory of her King. Here's our host, Pastor Mike Abendroth.
Welcome to No Compromise Radio Ministry.
Why is this seat not working?
Facebook Live. Beware the Ides of March. Isn't that tomorrow? So how does this all work? Friday the 13th was yesterday, and tomorrow is the Ides of March. Beware the Ides of March. Crazy. You can write me info@nocompromiseradio.com. Not been doing too many shows lately, haven't been feeling very good. The knee is on the mend. That's the good news. I can walk to Costco. Before all this craziness hit, I went to Costco with my wife. This was like a month ago. And I was on crutches still, and two crutches. And so I didn't want to kind of follow her around. I said, you go run these little errands here. I'll be right by the food samples. And they were getting some wontons or something. And so I wasn't right up close, like other people, because I'm better. I'm more self-righteous. But I was just waiting for them to get done, and she was getting them all ready and everything. But then the second she set them down, it was like all the hordes coming up. Like they were going to jump over this guy on crutches to get to their precious. I can recognize self-righteousness and craziness and lack of self-awareness when I see it, believe me. Because I'm an expert in it. Oh, man. So I did get these there. So these are the end of the world things. 30 proteins and how many grams of carbs? 3. I mean, that's a deal. Sorry that it tastes like chalk. But it works. So anyway, we're set. Why No Compromise Radio? Well, because the Lord Jesus, he never compromised. He said, "I always do the things pleasing to the Father." And in addition, at Calvary, none of the attributes of God were compromised. You could see on display at Calvary, could you not? The holiness of God, the love of God, the grace of God, the righteousness of God, and the list goes on. Our immutable God has called us children, and we are to respond as such. Well, on No Compromise Radio, we do all kinds of things. Lately, I just come in on Saturdays and then just talk about my sermon in a NoCo radio format. I think we've just about finished 10 years on the radio. Have we finished 10? Are we going on 11? I don't know. I think I've been here now at the church almost 23 years. Next week, I think we'll be going into the 24th. So we just try to talk about Jesus and remind you about him. Remember, in the old days, at least for me, maybe not you, but I would think shows were good, sermons were beneficial if I learned something new. I'd say, "Oh, wow, I didn't know that insight." Now, that's fine. That's good. I'm glad when you learn something new about the Lord, and that will be for eternity's pleasure as well, learning new things about our triune God. But sometimes we just need to be reminded, and you need to hear sermons about things you already know, but you have forgotten. Does that sound right? Yeah, of course. Jesus taught us to pray a prayer. Remember in Matthew chapter 6, he said, "Pray then like this." And then he gave us what we often call the Lord's Prayer. But technically, it's not the Lord's Prayer that he prayed this prayer, because it talks about confession of sin, and Jesus never sinned. But, I'm going to touch my face again. You could call it the Lord's Prayer in the sense that the Lord is the teacher. So the Lord, the teacher, is teaching us this. Mike just said, "Thanks for your ministry, brother. Keep serving the King." Amen. Why do I see your face everywhere? Why do I see your tweets everywhere? Now, it's fascinating on the Sermon on the Mount. It says, quoting the Lord Jesus, "And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do." Watch ye, empty sinners. That's from James. James 4. Weep and wail. So is that. Don't heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask. Pray then like this. The Lord Jesus is saying simply, you don't have to go on and 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 say a bunch of stuff. And remember back in like the first king's days, how do you get the gods to answer? Well, you cut yourself with lances and maybe they'll stoop down and take a look then. No, you have a father, and when a child goes to their father, like I have children and they would come to me, why is my face itching now ever since I saw Mike's name pop up? They can just, you know, they don't have to say a bunch of stuff. They could just say, "Daddy, I'm hungry," or "Daddy, I'm scared," or something like that, you know, when they were little. Here, we don't have to use empty phrases, like we're trying to wake up the God, like we're trying to get his attention. Like we're trying to, you know, he's busy taking care of other people, and now I have to get his attention, right? You have two kids vying for the attention of their father. So Jesus said, don't heap up empty phrases. That's what pagans do. That's what Gentiles do. And even the word that he uses in the Greek, bata logosete. Now, I thought that would be a good band name, but it never really worked. Bata logosete. One-hit wonders, you know, Duran Duran or something. I just saw a picture of Duran Duran this morning. I don't know. Hungry like a wolf. How hungry is a wolf? Just depends. Bata logosete. Bata is just kind of a guttural kind of thing. It just it doesn't mean anything. Like it means it's like la-la. And then logo, lagos. That's where we get the word word. And it's essentially, Jesus said, when you pray, and we've done videos on this, have we not? When you pray, don't pray like this. Bada, 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 bada. I'm just trying to get your attention, you know, God. Bada, 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 bada. That's really what the literal is. When you pray, don't pray like this. Bada, 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 bada. What does that sound like to you, by the way? I know I was trying to do positive, encouraging K-Love stuff. By the way, there's a station in Boston radio station, WAAF. And it was kind of like, I don't know, I've been here 23 years, Megadeth, Slayer, Metallica, Black Sabbath, Ozzy stuff. True. And they sold it to K-Love. I don't know which one I like less. Oingo Boingo. Danny Elfman, didn't he start writing soundtracks instead of doing Oingo Boingo stuff? Living in L.A., it was Oingo Boingo stuff everywhere. Crazy. Bada, bada, bada. Now, when you pray, you have a father. You don't have to try to get his attention. You can just say, Daddy. Now, when it comes to Christians, when you want to pray, what does Jesus say? Pray then like this, Our Father who art in heaven. Isn't that good? He has your... You have his attention. You don't have to shout. You don't have to say a bunch of stuff. You don't have to... Matthew said, get a psalter. I have a psalter. Wasn't there some cartoon character, Salty or something like that, and he sang a bunch of psalms? Was that a Roman Catholic guy? No, that was the donut man. Life without Jesus is like a donut. Like a donut. Like a donut. Life without Jesus is like a donut. There's a hole in the middle of your heart. The dude was Roman Catholic. That is so funny. You don't have to run around and say a bunch of stuff. You have a father. Think about what a father does. Provides, protects, nourishes, oversees, loves, cares for. You have a father in heaven. And what does it say? Hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And what's the next line? We've gone from God's glory to now human needs. Give us, corporately and myself included, this day, not tomorrow, not in 3 weeks, but today, in dependence and humility and of creatureliness, if I could use that. Give us this day our daily bread. Not just bread, but all the things that we would have to eat and drink, including clothing and including shelter. Lord, would you just give us that today? That's how Jesus teaches us to pray. It's not this bada-bada-bada-bada-bada stuff. It's cogent. It is intelligent, yet dependent. Lord, would you give us that? So what I've been thinking about lately with all the stuff going on at Costco and canned foods and all that, do I pray this? Do I regularly pray this? I don't think we pray this enough. Give us this day our daily bread. So if I was going to go to preacher mode, have you, Facebook people, prayed that today? It's a command, by the way. Jesus says, pray then in this way. It's not exactly. You say, well, I didn't exactly pray it, but I said, God, will you provide everything I need? Well, that's the idea. This is a template. This is a paradigm. This isn't pray exactly this way. As I said a couple shows ago, somebody at our church left years ago because they left to go to a liberal church. By the way, side note here, I find it fascinating as a pastor, while far from perfect, it is insightful when people leave the church, what kind of church they go to. Like I've known people that have left Bethlehem Bible Church and they've gone to a Reformed Baptist Church, or they've gone to a secret church, or they've gone to a King James only church, or they've gone to a liberal church, congregational UCC church. They've gone to a church. I know this somebody once left and then they went to a church that on Easter there was a bunch of Monsters, Inc. characters there and Incredibles for the kids. By the way, will they cancel Easter? Is Easter canceled? This Sunday, we're having Facebook Live worship service only. If the government says, you can't get together anymore just because we're in charge, well, we get together, we pay our fines. But if it's a health issue, and even if they're overreacting for the greater good and for an exception, we get together via Facebook on Sunday. But if it just kept going on and on and on, and they use their powers inappropriately, then it would be Acts 5. Who do we obey, man or God? So don't be all freaked out about it. And if your church doesn't, meet, the good news is for those of you at a Reformed Baptist church or Orthodox Presbyterian church, there's only like 30 people in your church anyway, so you never have to defy the laws of said government. I actually will have to start getting more of these. I thought it was a lark. They were cheap. 30 grams of protein and 3 grams of carbs. Last night at about 9 o'clock, my wife and I had been in the house all day. And so let's just get out of the house. So we thought we'd go down not to our regular grocery store, but a different store. It stays open later, and we wanted to just see what it might be like. And I don't know about you, but if I need something, or I don't feel good, or I'm hungry, or in a rush, and then I go to a place that's chaotic, it's frustrating, and I have a hard time dealing with it. But if everything's fine, maybe I've already been on a long bike ride and worked out or something, let's get a couple things, it's no big deal, we're all set, we don't have to get anything in rush and panic, let's just go and make it a sociological observation time. So that's what we did last night. So we went in to the grocery store just to kind of wander around and see what was in there. Now, I have no idea why I brought that up. Here I go on this long, tangential statement. Something about shopping last night and all the people. I don't know. Back to the point. It'll come to me later. Give us this day our daily bread. One of the things that I think in our day needs to be reminded, people watching, thank you. I know that, but I don't know why. I was thinking about people watching. I know my Costco stories. I keep that straight. This prayer template anchors us, does it not, when it comes to what's really important in life? What does the Lord Jesus tell us to pray for? Give us this day our daily bread. We too often, people have needs. People need the Lord too. Yeah, maybe. Maybe that was it. How can I bridge what Mike said? Yeah, well, that's good. Proverbs 30, verses 8 and 9, remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. It's interesting. Give us this day our daily bread. In terms of success, platform, influence, raises, extra money, larger vacations. Lord, I just need the basics. This is very good. This is important for us in the world of possessions and wealth and riches and money and fame. God, you're to be glorified. You're hallowed. Your name, everything about you, your immutability is holy. Your sovereignty is holy. Your name and all that you are is holy. And I don't want to think like a pagan where I have to hoard everything and I have to take care of everything and the body is the end all. I would just like some food today. And I remember the Lord Jesus and how he came for your glory, Father, not just his own, but for yours. And I just would like to have my food taken care of, my shelter, and that I might prioritize things rightly. It keeps our priorities in proper perspective. I have no idea why I went to the grocery store last night, but we did go. What did I buy? Oh, I finally remembered. Thanks for nothing, Mike. But it had nothing to do with anything spiritual or the thing. I in the old days, used to eat a lot of Chubby Hubby ice cream. And, you know, who wants to eat Ben and Jerry's? But I did buy Chubby Hubby ice cream last night. It was like 1,600 calories in one of those. But I figured it's the end of the world. And don't have to worry about being svelte anymore. You just go for it. Stock up a little bit. You know what I mean? It's all the skinny people who are going to die first. Now, I know people are going to say, all this talk about give us this day our daily bread. We can do whatever we want, right? We can be lazy. No personal responsibility anymore. Is that what the Lord Jesus is saying? Now, remember, you don't want to be a person that just looks at one Bible verse at the exclusion of all the others, right? Proverbs 21, the desire of the sluggard, sluggard puts him to death, for his hands refuse to work. All day long he is craving, while the righteous gives and does not hold back. The Lord Jesus is not saying, be idle. He's not saying, eat the bread of idleness, Proverbs 31. He is not saying that, you know, you don't have to do any work and you should just expect, you know, drones to deliver your food for no cost. Here's what 2 Thessalonians 3 says. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus, that you keep away from every brother who leads an unruly life and not according to the tradition which you received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow our example, because we did not act in any undisciplined manner among you, nor did we eat anyone's bread without paying for it, but with labor and hardship, we kept working night and day so that we might not be a burden to any of you. And so we know, and unbelievers can even quote, if you don't work, you don't what? You don't eat. And therefore, we have to just be careful that we don't spiral off into something where, you know, we just ask God for bread and we don't have to do anything else. Give us this day our daily bread. And so I ask you once again, because I have had to ask myself these questions, do you pray for your physical needs? Do you daily pray, Lord, as a dependent creature? We come to you, a God who has his hands open and provides not only for his enemies, but also for his children. God, thank you for providing. Thank you for sustaining me yesterday. Thank you for sustaining me while I slept. We pray before we eat often, right? And we say, thank you for this food. And if we're not careful, it's just this mechanical, rote thing. And we just go, okay, fine. Someone I read said, pass the bread and pass the meat, pitch in, you gall darn fools, and eat. I've never said gall darn fools on this radio show in over 2,500 podcasts, including reruns. Pass the bread and pass the meat. Pitch in, you gall darn fools, and eat. Oh, it should not surprise us that the bread of life, Jesus, God-man, Jesus Christ, King of kings and Lord of lords, prophet, priest, and king, who sustains and satisfies with every spiritual need, tells us even for our physical needs, you just ask the Heavenly Father. That's something I think we need to factor in when we think about the Lord Jesus. Sometime you can read in the next week John chapter 6 and see Jesus, the bread of life. And of course, as you read the book of John, he says so often I'm trying to remember the seven I ams. Sometimes I can remember them, sometimes I can't. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am, like saying, weekend after we eat too, right? You know what? It was a Jewish practice to not only pray before they ate, but after they ate. That would be a wonderful thing. Thank you for this great meal. Thank you for this great fellowship. Thank you, I don't know what, from Swanson's TV dinners to Popeye's sandwiches to my wife made coconut rice last night with curried chicken. So we thank you, Lord, for all those things. I'm the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door to the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection of life. I am the way, the truth, the life. I am the vine. You are the branches. Here, this great God, this great God-man tells us just to pray. Pray this way. It's not a rote thing, but we just act dependently upon the Lord and humbly. What do we have in store for No Compromise Radio in the future? I have no idea. I have some good interviews set up. That's true. I know what I wanted to say. If you have a pastor, he's faithful. He teaches the Bible. He talks about Jesus. And you would like me to interview him, write me, mike@nocompromiseradio.com. Send me his email address and your name. And then I will email him and say, so-and-so at your church is glad for your faithfulness. Would you like to be on No Compromise Radio? A friendly interview. And I want our listeners to realize that there are people around the world. I can only do calls in the U.S. at the time with the call box here. But there are people around the world in areas that are quiet, behind the scenes, preaching the glories of who Jesus is, the exclusivity of Jesus, Jesus' life, death, burial, resurrection, ascension, and soon return. And they're preaching Jesus from Genesis and the Psalms and the book of Revelation. And you would like them to just be able to talk about their ministry. You write me, mike@nocompromiseradio.com. That's probably one of my favorite things to do with this show, is to realize there are lots of people who never have a platform. If there's a celebrity ranking, A, B, C, D, E, F, I'm about an H celebrity. Right? Pretty low on the totem pole. That's okay. My life was easier and probably better before No Compromise Radio, although I've met a lot of wonderful people. But I'd like to have just God's name be praised. I was listening to Presbycast the other day, and there was a man from Maine who was bivocational and a lobster fisherman. It sounds like some Ingrid Michaelson song, you know, lobsterman's fisherman for me. How he takes boats to go from one side of the island to the other, preaches on Sunday morning in one place, Sunday night in the other place. Like 12, 15 people there. I'm thinking, for the fame of Jesus, this guy works full time in a super dangerous job and then travels by boat to go preach, to tell 10 people, 12 people about Jesus. I just thought, you know what? Thank you, Lord. That's the kind of heart I want. And so maybe you know someone who's a pastor and no one knows about them and no one ever will, except when they're on No Compromise Radio and then their Twitter feed is going to blow up. You write me, mike@nocompromiseradio.com. It's a pleasure to be your host. Pray for me when you think about it. I have felt better, and we will just continue on. Mike at nocompromiseradio.com, and we have some guests coming up soon. And I think that's all I have. I got 10 seconds to kill. I don't know what to say. We could always do the predict-a-pen if we needed to. Shall we return? Dude, no way.
No Compromise Radio with Pastor Mike Abendroth is a production of Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. Bethlehem Bible Church is a Bible-teaching church firmly committed to unleashing the life-transforming power of God's Word through verse-by-verse exposition of the sacred text. Please come and join us. Our service times are Sunday morning at 10:15 and in the evening at 6. We're right on Route 110 in West Boylston. You can check us out online at bbcchurch.org or by phone at 508-835-3400.